Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Queensland's peak medical body is urging the state government to offer more incentives for GPs to help ease pressure on our hospitals. The Australian Medical Association says less than 15% of medical school graduates are choosing general practice as their specialty, compared to 50% 40 years ago. Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says we need to follow in the footsteps of other countries like Denmark.
They actually decided that they needed to spend more money into general practice because they couldn't continue to afford to keep building hospitals. So they decided let's fund general practice appropriately. And the end result was that their reliance on hospitals actually went down.
It comes as Shadow Minister for Health and Ambulance Services, Ros Bates, says patients were ramped for nearly 4 hours at Toowoomba Hospital during the December quarter. Limited opportunities in regional areas like southern Queensland is leading to increased youth crime, according to Youth Community Futures Research. Chief Investigator Professor Andrew Hickey from UniSQ says more needs to be done to prevent young people being driven towards antisocial and criminal activities.
The question really becomes around not sort of band-aiding over the issues as we see them with further police. We still need to get to that core issue here. That is, why are groups of young people feeling so marginalised and alienated that stealing cars and breaking into homes is what they end up doing?
And finally, a Yalaban boy who was saved by the Life Flight helicopter rescue crew at the end of last year after crashing his motorbike has been reunited with his heroes. 11-year-old Cooper Pryor was riding his motorbike on a private property west of Gundawindi when he crashed into a cement rainwater tank and suffered serious brain injuries. Cooper recently got to meet up with the medical team who attended him that day and express his gratitude. He says he's doing well but can't wait for life to get back to normal.
I'm not allowed to play footy, which is a big impact. It has put a big impact in it, but not as bad as some other people have had. Yeah.